Vav Tevis, 1st of January, Rav Chaim Shmal, your money or your life?
If Chas V'Sholem, somebody threatens you, a mugger, a thief, a bandit, your money or your life, you'd be best advised to get rid of your money and save your life. Because if you put up a defense for your money, you might lose your life. Now, if you lose your money, it's very sad, unfortunate, but you can always get some more. If you lost your life, I'm afraid, that's it. But there are people like that. They're desperate to defend their money. They don't think. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Omed Aleph in Sanhedrin, and also in Sochim, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ve'ohavto Eis Hashem Lekecha, V'chol Levovcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Mo'idecha. And the Gemara says, we're talking there about a person who is ill with Pikuach Nefesh. And the only way to save his life is with medication which is Osa, because of Avodah Zarah. Now you know that the Torah says, V'chai Bohem V'loi Sheyomus Bohem, and all 362 Loi Sasa can be abandoned in order to save life, but there are three, Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shvi'ah Hastomim, where we say Yehoreg Ve'al Yavar. And in talking, you have to show your ahaba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by refraining from Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk says, uvechol nafshecha, even if it means giving over your life, uvechol moedecha, and even if it gives means giving over all your wealth. So the Gemara asks, imnena uvechol nafshecha, if it says you've got to give your life, why save your wealth of Kal V'Chaymer? If you're prepared, you have to be prepared to give up life, Kal V'Chaymer, wealth. If you're going to take the other view, wealth is more important than life, so the Gemara, so the Belez answers, if a person normal, his goof means more than his money, and for him it doesn't have to say v'chol moedecha or kal v'chayma. V'yemiyesh lecha odom sh'mamoyne chove olav megufa. But there are unfortunately people with the wrong attitude to life. Money is everything. There was a famous businessman, I don't know what his name was, he said like this, in my youth I exchanged my health for my wealth and I was successful. In my old age, I tried to exchange my wealth for health, but it proved unsuccessful. Yeah, you may laugh, but that's how it is. The wealth is meshuga. So therefore, if you belong to this group of people whose wealth is more important than health, it says mechol moedecha. And that is why, in the second parsha of the Kriya Shema, it leaves out v'chol moedecha. The first parsha deals with everybody. There are some not cases for whom their wealth is more important than health. Since there are such people, they are muted and muted. The Torah says, nevertheless, they exist. You have to tell them. But in the second parsha, we talk about the rubber, most people realize that health is more important than wealth, and therefore it doesn't say v'chol moedecha anymore. Understood. However, although it might sound very, very obvious that our health comes before our wealth, it's not so obvious. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Vav Omid Beis quotes a posik which says that David the Melech, Oise, Mishpot, Utsdoko, Lechol, Amoy. He practiced Mishpot and Tzedoko to all his people. Meaning this, Mishpot Lazer, Shehichzeloy, Esma Moinoy. if two people have an argument over a sum of money, by telling them what is the mishpat ha'toido in this particular case, so the man who wins the case gets his money back. Utstoko loser, the loser of the case, he's the recipient of tstoko. Sheshilim loy mitoich beisoi. Because David HaMelech was a very kind man, and if the loser couldn't afford it, he lost the case, he's got to pay up, but he hasn't got the money. So David takes out his checkbook. Here you are. Here's a check. Now you pay the man to whom you've lost the case. That was the godless of David HaMelech, Tzedaka u'mishpat. Kasha leila Rebbe. The Rebbe had a kasha on this chat. Hai l'chol amoi. How can it say l'chol amoi? L'aniyim mi boyalei. It means aniyim. If the man who lost the case is an oni. But not everybody who loses a case is impoverished. Many people, they lose cases and they've got the money to pay. So I'd say lecholam. I could say lemitzasam, not rot lekula. Elomarabi. Now listen to this. Afal pishlay shilam mitoich beisoy. Although in fact David did not take the money from his pocket. Zehu mishpat utstaka. Every single case of dina momonos is a combination of tzedaka and mishpat, regardless of taking money out of your pocket. How? Mishpat lezeh. The winner has mishpat. Utstaka lezeh. The loser has tzedaka. Mishpat lezeh shehich zeloi momoinot. The one who wins the case, he's got his money back. Utstaka lezeh, and the loser is the recipient of tzedaka, shehoitzi gezeila mitachas yodai, because now he's no longer a gazlan. The man who lost the case had in his pocket money belonging to his opponent. He's a gazlan. And now that David HaMelech paskens, you pay up, is hoitzi gezeila. So you should be jumping for joy. Ah, David HaMelech, you're wonderful. You're doing tzedaka. My boy said, have you ever met a person who's lost a din Torah? I have. It's most unfortunate. That man, I didn't ask him to pour out his heart to me, but he did. And what he thinks about the Dayanim is totally unprintable. He should be dancing for joy. Up to now he's been a gazlan. Oy vayz mir, a gazlan is the most terrible thing to be. And now you're no longer a gazlan. You jump for joy. The Gemara says in the next Omud, Hahu, the Havik Ka'oma, somebody said, the Ozlami Bey Dina Shokul Gluma, the man who had to leave his jacket at the Bezdin. He lost a case, he couldn't pay, so the Bezdin stripped him of his jacket to pay the winner. Lizama Zomar Velezel Boche should be dancing, singing all the way. Yeah. Ah, Glikod Megitrof, and I'm no longer a gazlan. Well, that is the Hashkofa of the Gemara. If you've met a few people like that, just let me know. I'd like to meet them. Well, we have to have the right Hashkofa. Now, this week's Haftorah. David HaMelech is on his deathbed. He calls in Shlomo with instructions. You are to see to the death of Shimi ben Gera, who kalilani klolo nimretzes v'yom lechti machanoyim. He cursed me, and if you curse a king, you're chayiv misa. And also Yoav ben Tzruya. Who was Yoav ben Tzruya's father? Anybody know? Well, what was it? Who? Tzruya was his mother. Yeah. But who is his father? I don't know. But Tzruya you should know, I'm sure you do, but for those who don't, Tzruya was David HaMelech's sister. So Yoav was David's nephew, and since Tsruya was a famous personality, the daughter of Yishai, I don't know who she married, but he was known as Yoav ben Tsruya. And you have to see to the death of Yoav ben Tsruya, because he was involved in two murders, and that's that. The Welt is surprised. David HaMelech, on his deathbed, has he got nothing better to think about than to tell Shlomi, you've got to get rid of these two people, one for murder and one for Moses ben Malchus? Sounds strange. But the emphasis is like this. David HaMelech, he had the right hashkofer. When David had to punish Yoav and Shimi ben Gera, he was convinced they're chayiv misa, but he had negius. He was himself involved. He had bias. Now, if you are biased, you cannot give a true decision. You have to take away your bias, your own personal feelings, before you can do mishpat. Mishpat has to be 100% correct, and you can't do it if you've got negius. So what did David HaMelech do? He waited until the moment when negius has gone. When he was on his deathbed, he felt, I'm not negia. I'm gone any minute now, I'm a goner. The Olam Hazeh means nothing to me anymore. I don't have any feelings of being in this world, and I want revenge from the person who cursed me or killed my best friend. So then he decided, and now, on my deathbed, without Nagias, I am able to give a true decision without any personal feelings. And he reviewed these two cases, and he found that in fact both people were Chayiv Misa, and that's when he told Shlomo to do it. But before that, as long as he had 2 feet in this world, with his negias, no, I'm not going to give any psak on things where I'm a negia. It's like the story of Rabbi Shmuel, the end of Ksubas. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel had an orchard, and he had a worker. And this worker used to come into town from the orchards outside and bring the owner of the orchard a basket of fruit every Erev Shabbos. One day he comes to the Rebbe on a Thursday with a basket of fruit. So Rabbi Shmuel says, "My high, what's happening? You always come on Friday." I says, "Today I've got a din toilet, so I'm going to come to town any case." So I decided I'll save myself an extra journey to bring you your fruit on a Thursday. So Rabbi Shmuel said, "Today I'm not sitting on the bench, because I feel a debt of gratitude to my worker. So I cannot view his case without bias." And he said, "So Makal Vachomer, whose fruit is it? Mine or his? It's my fruit. And it's his job to bring it in. He's paid for that. But Im Kol Zeh, because it comes a day early, I feel some friendship and gratitude towards him, so I can't pass him." Says Kal Vachomer, if a person takes the real Makal, the real Shoichah, Kal Vachomer, it's impossible. So David HaMelech, when he felt some personal negias, "No, I'm not sitting on the bench today." But when he was on his deathbed and he felt it's all over now, he could review the case without any personal feelings. And this is absolutely vital. What is that? Cuff. A daf kaf on the dalif in some headroom. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is discussing the death of Avner, as we just said, he was murdered by Yoav ben Tsruya. Is my tamei inish? The Gemara considered this was an oinish. Omer of Nachman, sheshoha Malchus beis David shetei shonim u'mechze. he delayed the Malchus of David for 2.5 years. What happened was, Shaul HaMelech was killed in battle by the Plishtim. Shmuel HaNovi had already anointed David as the Melech Yisrael. So Avner, being from Shevet in Yemen, supported Shaul HaMelech's son, Ishbosheth. So Avner supported Ishbosheth as the next Melech Yisrael, and this went on for 2.5 years. So Avner was guilty of delaying the Malchus Beis David for 2.5 years, and that's why he was killed by Yoav. Had he not had this Avela, he wouldn't have succumbed to Yoav's dirty tricks. I suppose the Olam knows, but if in case not, I'll tell you. Avner, he said, was a supporter of Shaul, and Yoav was a supporter of David, and when they met, Yoav said to Avner, I'll ask you a shayla. Gidemes eich chaletzes. The woman who performs a mitzvah chalitza, she has to untie the laces of the boot of her brother-in-law, which is on his right foot, and remove the shoe. Now, what happens? She's suffering from arthritis in her fingers. How is she going to untie the shoelace? So Avner says, Bishineha, she bends down onto the, and with her teeth, she pulls the laces apart. So Yoav said, would you like to demonstrate? Sure, why not? So he gets down on his hands and knees, and then Yoav plunges his dagger into his back. But he wouldn't have fallen for that had he not had the chait of delaying the Malchus Beis David for 2.5 years. That's the Gemara. Great choice of the Kashmir. Afal gaf, the Dorshinon, umalochim mimcho yetzayu. There's a posuk at the end of Sedra by Yishlach, where Rabban Shalom appears to Yaakov and says, umalochim mimcho yetzayu. Kings will be descended from you. Zeshol ubishboishis. Malochim is Loshen Rabbim. We're talking about she was pregnant with Binyamin at that time, and the one she was referring to Binyamin. And Malochim Yetzeu, that's Shaul Ishbosheth. It's so close as Kashi is, Avner was merely following the Pasuk. If he's following the Pasuk, what's he doing wrong? So Tosfos says, Mikamokim, when Yochel is Skayim, the Mokim Achim. It could have happened somewhere else. He should not have delayed the Malchus Beis David, because he had already been anointed by the Novi, and therefore Avner should have said, yes, it will come through some other, but it's not for me to arrange. The Rabban Shem will arrange some other time. I have to support the fact that Shmuel HaNovi anointed David. That's Tosfos Kashi. In my very humble opinion, I would like to suggest an alternative answer. I just told you this episode where Yoav murdered Avner. Now, how did they come to meet? We said that Avner supported the kingship of Ishbosheth on the other side of the Yarden, whereas Yoav supported David on this side. How do they meet? Have a look in Tanakh. It's in Shmuel Beis, I think chapter Gimel, Sukkot Vov Zayin and Ches. It says the following, that Avner supported Ish is the son of Shaul, but one day Ishbosheth gave Avner a Musad Rosha. What was a Musad Rosha? Lama Bosa al Shifchas Ovi. When a king dies, his widow or widows may not remarry, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish with anything which belonged to a melech. But Anna ignored this, and when Shaul died, he married Ritzpah Bas Aya, who was a Pilegesh to Shaul. Now Ishbosheth gave him a good telling off. You mustn't do it. So what did he do? He lost his temper and he said, right, that's it, I'm not supporting you anymore. And that's when he went off across the river and he told David, I'm on your side now. And that's when Yoav murdered him. So I say to Avner, how comes you darshan the pasuk in the Torah umalochim mimcha yetzeihu to support Ishbosheth, but now he's given you a Musa drasha, you stop supporting him? How come? If that's a pshat in the pasuk, it's a pshat in the pasuk, even if he insults you. Otherwise, what's the answer? It's negias. As long as it is my policy, it fits in with my ideas to support Ishbosheth, yeah, good, then I dash in the pasuk. But what happens if he hurts my feelings? I dash in the pasuk like Tosfos. It's negias, Rabbeisai. To be a proper judge, you have to get rid of negias. And unless you do, you can't make the right decision.